We are all pretty much used to the information that we find on food products these days, the ingredients and also the so-called nutrition facts part of the label, which talks about the calorie content, fats, and so on. Most of these food labels come under Food and Drug Administration jurisdiction, and lately there's been a lot of controversy and a bit of action concerning these food labels. Probably the most controversial issue revolving around how to handle the labels for foods that might have ingredients that come from genetically modified organisms, sometimes referred to as GMOs. These are plants or animals that have had their genes altered to produce or reduce some trait. Now, right now, the Food and Drug Administration does not require makers of foods containing GMOs to label their foods as such. That's the policy.
But we have been asked to change it.
FDA's Food Safety Director Michael Landa. Several groups have petitioned FDA to make it mandatory to disclose if there are GMO ingredients in the food product because some consumers, for whatever reason, would rather not buy those GMO-derived products and feel they have a right to know what foods have them and what foods don't.
The question then becomes, what is it that people do not have a right to know?
Landa says current labeling rules say you only have to disclose how the food was produced if the process makes any difference to the final quality or safety of the product. While some consumers feel skittish about genetically modified foods, fearing some unknown possible risk, Landa says of all the products they've reviewed and from research worldwide over the last 25 years, they haven't found any differences between products genetically modified and those same foods produced in the same old conventional way. Nonetheless, some consumers are still leery of GMO foods. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says if GMO foods have to be labeled as such, it should be done so it doesn't put an automatic negative spin on the product. And so
we are working with the Food and Drug Administration to sort of focus on new strategies and new ways to provide consumers appropriate information without basically sending a message that foods that are made with GMOs are in any way, shape, or form unsafe because they're not.
And there's another label issue partially tied to the GMO issue. We've all seen the products labeled as natural, but what does that really mean? Right now, there's no official FDA definition. Michael Landa says FDA has received several citizen petitions, requests, and questions on that issue.
Including, is a food that contains a genetically engineered ingredient, a food that may properly be labeled as natural. We have been petitioned to establish a definition for natural, and we are considering those petitions.
So that label issue is hot. Also, there's work going on right now on the nutrition facts part of food labels.
We're overhauling these labels to make them easier to read and understand.
Michelle Obama made that announcement last February. The FDA has been taking public comments on its proposals, which would include making calorie content much more prominent and also would change serving sizes to more real-life amounts. FDA's Michael Landa says the final label designs and rules will be ready
by 2016,
so roughly a year from now. So those are some of the issues and actions swirling around what information should or should not appear on the labels of our foods. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.